It's a long process. We start in March, and it won't be fully done until August, when we have the final budget and set the tax rate at our schedule for August the 15th meeting. So we're still in the process with this. It's confounded a little bit this year, being a legislative year, and having to wait so long to get an understanding of what the state budget was going to look like. It's further confounded this year in the fact that the governor has notified us of his intent to call a special session starting in July. It starts on July 18th, which means it won't be over until August the 17th, which is just a few days before we start school. And so we're still trying to make decisions on big key parts of the budget, including compensation, and we plan on continuing to study that and make those recommendations to the board for compensation portion of it at our July 18th meeting.
Any proposal given to the board on what compensation might look like?
Right now, we have a placeholder amount in the budget that's contemplating a number of things. One of the things that we have done this year is contracted with Texas Association of School Boards to do a salary study and look at how we are compensating our employees and how they compare to the compensation within our district and to our market peers. And so one of the things that we have in our current recommendation is equity adjustments to those particular positions that are below the market average. And so that's a component of it. We have a percentage or flat raise component in there as well. And then we also, in the last few weeks, have received new information in regards to our increase in premiums for health insurance. And so we're having to try to juggle all three of those balls and see how we can meet the needs of our employees in all those various situations.
Let me go last thing first then about health insurance. What's the projection there?
Well, health insurance right now is for all the plans are up for employee, employee children, employee family, all across the board, anywhere from $10 a month to hundreds of dollars a month, depending on the plan that the employee chooses. So as we move into the later part of the summer and our employees move into their window for selecting their employee their insurance coverage, we need to have some information for them. So getting that squared away at the July meeting, we'll be able to give our employees the information they need to be able to make those decisions for their families.
While the special session of the legislature calls for studying school finance, you never know what the lawmakers are going to do.
We have no idea what the lawmakers are going to do. What we do know is they've passed the budget for the next biennium. And so we know where the goalposts are, if you will, to use a football analogy, for the next couple of years. Don't know what they're going to do in a special session. The governor has contemplated giving additional raises only for teachers, but there's no new money from the state for that. That would be, I believe his words are, carved out of current district finances. So we're going to be watching what moves forward in the legislative session, in the special session, in regards to that and what that might mean for us and how we might have to react if something happens with that. But as far as an influx of additional money in the public school system, I don't think that's contemplated at all in any of the governor's stated charges for the session.
You're listening to a visit I had last night with College Station School District Superintendent Clark Ely. He and administrators and school boards around the state now trying to figure out how to put school district budgets together for the 2017-18 school year, particularly in a climate where the state legislature has ended their regular session, but school finance is a topic in the upcoming special session.
How many different iterations of the budget are there now, and how many more could there be?
That's a funny question, Bill. I can't even imagine, because Mr. Martindale, I think, is seeing himself coming and going and playing with some of these numbers in various scenarios. But we basically take a new one to the board each month, and so this one has a placeholder amount for this particular area that we've been talking about. We're going to continue to look at different scenarios and how we can meet those needs.
Projected property tax rates?
$4 for maintenance and operations.
No thought of going beyond that?
We have not had a discussion regarding a tax rate election, no, sir.
As for the property tax rate for the interest and financing fund, also known as interest and sinking fund, the response from CSISD Deputy Superintendent and Chief Financial Officer Mike Martindale.
I don't anticipate a significant increase on the INS side because our local values are coming in so strong. So we should very much, I think originally when we sold the second half of our 2015 bonds, we were projecting around 3 cents. However, we're going to come in well under that by the time we propose the tax rate in August.
Anything else that listeners need to know as it regards to the budget?
Yeah, I think the listeners should know that folks in the Texas House have been working very hard to provide for public schools. Speaker Strauss has made that a priority both in the regular session, and he's made it a priority of wanting to continue that conversation in the special session. Whether he'll get an opportunity to do that or not remains to be seen. I really appreciate Representative Rainey, Representative Cassell for their leadership and what they've been trying to do for public education all across the board. And specifically for increasing funding for kiddos in the Brazos Valley. So they're working very hard for us. We'll see how this special session goes and what changes it might mean for kiddos here in CSISD.
If somebody's interested in the school finance situation, is to contact their local lawmakers, let them know what they think.
Absolutely. They'll be going back to work in about a month. So I would encourage folks to get in touch with their local representatives, their state senator, or state reps, and to let them know what they feel about any issues in regards to public education, especially school finance.
Trade for the 2017-18 school year, that'll be addressed formally in August. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.